Get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. I do what it says on the tin, what the title of this program and podcast is. I help you get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice from my life, well, 30 years of it, heck, in front of and behind a microphone, both in radio and TV studios and voiceover booths as well. I've trained for the BBC. And I've also been trained myself at the Central School of Speech and Drama. It's very prestigious, don't you know, darling, in London town. And one person who I've really respected during my career as far as radio goes and the principles of presentation and how to tell a story, how to get involved, how to be emotional, how to paint a picture, how to get right through to somebody you are talking to who's listening on the radio with the sound of your voice and the words that you use is a radio consultant from the United States, but she travels all over the world, called Valerie Geller. So if you haven't heard of Valerie Geller, then look her up at gellermedia.com, GellerMedia.com. And I've just realised, actually, Valerie and I share the same publisher. I've just remembered that. But I'm praising her because of her fantastic insight into how anyone, doesn't have to be radio, podcasters, all sorts of people, can connect with a listener. And Valerie says, there are no boring stories, only boring storytellers. And she's right. It's how you tell the story, the images you create, the words you use, but also your voice. Valerie says, be interested and you will be interesting. In other words, if you know what you're talking about, believe in and care about it, speaking with passion, with insight, with verve, with experience, you can see the picture in your mind of what happened to you as you're telling that tale to someone whose face is in your mind and is lighting up as they hear your story, your tale of derring do, whether that be fighting a saber-toothed tiger, or whether it be walking a tightrope, or whether it be going for a job interview, or chatting up a girlfriend. If you are passionate and believe in what you're saying, it'll come over, not only in the words you use, your whole body language too, your gestures, and also your voice, with its tone, its projection, its intonation, its speed, its volume, you'll become more engaging. Let me give you those quotes again. There are no boring stories, only boring storytellers. And be interested, and you will be interesting. Be interested in what you're talking about, and that will come over to the person you are communicating with. You'll be interesting to them. The words of Valerie Geller, you can check her out, and also her book as well, which is called Beyond Powerful Radio. It's from Focal Press, and also there's a free audio download of that book via Audible as well. I'm Peter Stewart. Oh, also with Focal Press, of course, we buy several books too. Tomorrow, another key to conversationality. Okay, so far we've looked at the audience and we've looked at you and the two roles there, both the speaker and the listener, in the communication of an idea. There's something missing though. Not only the message itself, which we've spoken about before, we'll speak more about too, but also, you know what, if you know the desired response that you want from that audience with the message that you're trying to communicate to them, that too will come out in your voice. It's the key to conversationality, number 8, and we talk about it tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Our daily podcast with advice on breathing and reading, inflection, projection, phonation, resonation and intonation for conversation. From London, I'm Peter Stewart. Bop, bop.